This call may be
Hi.
Hi.
Was there something specific that you were wanting to tell me?
I would like to talk sometime, but I'm kind of driving right now.
Okay. The basement tenants want to come in and rent Stanley Drive.
Okay.
So I just wanted to run that by you and see if you had any specific considerations relative to...
I think that's fine.
Okay.
Do you... I guess the part of that to consider, and I'm fine if you just decide, but I don't know what your sense of if the rental price on that unit would have gone up or down since their lease.
Their lease would have been over August 31st anyway, and I think they're miserable.
Okay.
So that's about to happen regardless, and it gives us a chance to keep a good tenant in our portfolio.
Yeah, I think that's good then. Are they having any specific problems they mentioned over there? Because I haven't heard about any.
Yeah, the bugs. They seem to accept that as part of living in a basement.
I don't know that that's going to be better at Stanley Drive. Well, maybe it is.
Over
there.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen only the baby sugar ants at Stanley Drive.
Yeah.
Whereas I think that the basement, they have actual, like, palmetto bugs and giant ants crawling in.
Okay.
And I think at Stanley Drive, if they were having it sprayed monthly, it wouldn't even be a thing at all.
Right.
But anyways, they're not happy at the basement, and I think their whole point of moving there in the first place was to be sure it was affordable until they could look around and get something they like long term. So.
Yeah, but they're having like his cousin or something move in, so they have another income.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that sounds real good.
Okay.
I'm on my way. I got to buy a new fence post in order to move those fence posts.
Oh.
Got concrete that won't allow it to move over.
Okay.
And I'm on my way to get that. Is there anything else that we need at Lowe's at this point?
No.
Okay. I'm just throwing this out there. I don't know if you have it on your secret list or not, but there's not a light fixture in the bathroom by the laundry room, and I have one from upstairs in the shed. Oh, when I got it out, because I found it up there, didn't we get those light fixtures from my mom that she said she, like, stockpiled and brought from Alabama or something?
Something.
Huh?
I don't know. Maybe. I don't keep up with... I mean, that definitely happened, but I can't tell you which is which or if you got rid of all the ones that were from that.
Well, one of them has a shipping label to somebody in Fernandina. And I don't remember stockpiling any light fixtures from around here, so I think she... told us the fifth about
them. No, this is probably something different than that.
Oh, this is not what I wanted to talk to you about, but she's wanting two things. Well, she's been wanting for a long time for me to, like, come up there, basically to live. And I obviously don't want to do that. But then when I lost my job, I asked her if she'd be interested in paying for my contractor license stuff. And she said, sure. but on the condition that you come up here and help Jeff rebuild our deck. There's no way he would think about that. I think it is a good idea for me to get the contractor's license, but obviously she's using it to get stuff, but on the other hand,
well, you can, I mean, obviously you could rebuild somebody's deck in Fernandina and make enough money to pay for a contractor license. And
yeah, but
obviously
you need a contractor license to do that.
You're not getting a Maryland license, you're getting a Florida license.
I know. I can rebuild her deck because it's their deck.
Right.
To
I'm saying you don't need to rebuild her deck in order to get a contractor's license. You could.
She
you're wanting to do.
It,
I know. I'm just saying you're talking about doing labor to earn money to get a license. You could choose to do labor where you're exchanging your labor for the money to use that money for the test. And your mom could use her money that she was going to use to pay for your test to hire a person in her area to build the deck. She wants more than just having her deck built. She wants you there. But that's fine with me if that's obviously, that's the decision for you to make.
Last time you guys went to Cape Cod, I got really depressed being by myself, and now I will be more depressed, so that might be, that is actually a good idea.
What?
I guess you didn't want to respond to that idea. That's fine. Be close to you again. I don't like this.
Hmm. Is that what you wanted to talk to me about?
What did you say?
Is that what you wanted to talk to me about?
No.
Okay. Well, I guess another time then I'm going to start getting this lease agreement ready.
What?
Then I guess we'll talk another time. I will start getting this lease agreement ready.
That lease be ready? I'm sorry, I guess I can't do
that. I'm going to prepare a rental contract.
Oh.
Now.
Well, thank you. Make sure that I'm on there with us need to sign that.
I heard you.
Make sure that I'm on the lead.
Okay. Bye.